tired. I'm finished, boy.
Mwanza, why are you stressing like that? Don't you know you can get unlimited with Airtel Smart Connect?
Isn't that expensive?
Not at all. Get a device and a backup battery when you buy a bundle for 700 kwacha. That's unlimited data, fast speeds, and no more worrying about phone batteries or hotspots, all thanks to Airtel.
That's right. Get a device and a backup
battery when you buy a bundle for 700 kwacha.
You must see in the
0971-1033-4703.
Our Smart Connect device today. Succeed in the country's agenda. It is because there are people who did not vote for Harry Kala and is putting themselves to a sense of power, who should not be disadvantaged because of our partisan mindset. They are people who should continue benefiting from the record of the country because there's a national agenda beyond partisan interest. So when you see a police officer must represent the country, not a political party. When you see a doctor, they must represent the country, not a political party. By the very nature of civil servants are non-partisan. And what I came to learn about being non-partisan is that they should not vote for the party of their choice. They should not show affiliation or active participation in politics when they are serving as civil servants.
To Zambia. Mansa District gets a 50 megawatt solar plant. In international news, Nigeria sets up court martial over alleged 2025 coup plot. And in sports, Kenya, Uganda, and Tanzania intensify preparations for historic joint AFCON 2027 hosting.
And now, the Power FM News.
With upfront and reliable news every day, my name is Abigail Chassis. The National Democratic Institute, NDI, will from tomorrow, April 25th to the 30th, be deploying a pre-election assessment mission to Zambia in the lead-up to the August 2026 general elections. The delegation will assess the political environment and administrative preparations for the elections and offer practical recommendations to stakeholders on measures to be taken ahead of the polls to enhance the credibility, transparency and participation in the process. The mission will meet with a wide array of stakeholders from across the political spectrum, the Electoral Commission of Zambia, ECZ, civil society actors and citizen observers. The delegation is led by, the delegation is led by His Excellency Mohamed Chambers, African Union High Representative for silencing the guns and chairman of the African Union High-Level Panel on Sudan. The delegation also includes regional and election experts, namely Commissioner Lillian B., Mahiri Zaha, former Vice Chairperson, Independent Electoral and Boundaries Commission, Kenya, Professor Christina Murray, and Professor Emeritus, University of Cape Town. Citizens First leader Harry Kalaba has outlined a governance approach centered on national unity, institutional integrity, and reduced political interference in state operations. Speaking during a recent political podcast, the opposition leader emphasized that his party's industrialization agenda would be aligned with Zambia's 8th National Development Plan, arguing that national development should transcend party manifestos to ensure continuity and inclusivity. Mr. Kalaba stated that political agendas must be subordinate to broader national priorities in order to safeguard the interests of all citizens.
Our industrialization agenda, as citizens first, must fit in the 8th National Development Plan. Because a country also has a manifesto. Our manifesto as citizens first must fit in the country's agenda. It is because there are people who did not vote for Harry Kalam and the citizens first to ascend to power who should not be disadvantaged because of our partisan manifesto. They are people who should continue benefiting from the resources of the country because there's a national agenda beyond partisan interest. So when you see a police officer must represent the country, not a political party. When you see a doctor, they must represent the country, not a political party. By the very nature of the civil servants are non-partisan. And what I came to learn about being non-partisan is that they should not vote for the party of their choice. They should not show affiliation or active participation in politics when they are serving as civil servants.
In another development, President Hakainde Hichilema says the commissioning of the Mavumba 50-megawatt solar plant demonstrates the government's focused planning and implementation to enhance Zambia's energy security, foster industrial development, and tackle climate change by adopting cleaner energy sources. The head of state emphasized that the solar plant will not only stabilize power supply, but also generate employment opportunities and support the expansion of local industries by ensuring reliable electricity for production and investment. Earlier today, President Hichilema officially commissioned the 50-megawatt Mavumba solar power station in Manza, Lwakhula province, calling it a significant milestone in Zambia's shift towards renewable energy and efforts to address regional electricity shortfalls. Built by ZESCO, the plant is expected to increase electricity availability in Lwakhula province, which has long struggled with a substantial gap between electricity demand and supply capacity. Zambia liaison officer at the End Malaria Council, Dr. Dennis Musanda, says malaria remains a serious threat, claiming about 4 lives every day in the country. Speaking in an interview, Dr. Musanda says globally, one person dies from malaria every 2 minutes, describing the situation as unacceptable. He added that in Zambia, deaths occur roughly every 6 hours, with children under 5, pregnant women, and people with weak immunity most affected. Dr. Musanda explains that Kabompo was chosen due to high malaria cases linked to heavy rainfall, many rivers, and limited access to health care. He has urged Zambians to take personal responsibility by using mosquito nets and preventing mosquito bites, stressing that malaria remains present across the country. In international news, Nigeria has inaugurated a military court to try officers accused of involvement in a failed coup attempt, the country's defense headquarters said on Friday. The move marks a significant step in the government's response to a plot that authorities say could have ended decades of democratic rule. Still in international news, a Ukrainian drone strike ignited a blaze at the Topsail oil refinery, an adjoining seaport that has burned for four days, causing severe pollution in the city. An initial oil spill near the port has dispersed, but air quality in several districts remains about twice the norm. We now take a break and we'll return shortly with sports news.
More news still to come on Power FM.
Power FM Lusaka is your number one hit station.
We bring you the best quarters, Zambia and the continent have to offer.
We offer competitive rates to help you grow your business and brand both locally and internationally. Contact marketing on +260-961-690-486.
Elevate your business. Power and what is the FM Lusaka? Number one hit station.
Bringing you hot off the press news from Lusaka, Okabwe, Livingstone, and Copperbelt News Bureaus. The Power FM News every day at 0630, 1200, and 1745 hours as we keep you informed and updated.
Power FM Lusaka is your number one hit station.
We bring you the best quarters, Zambia and the continent have to offer.
We offer competitive rates to help you grow your business and brand.
brand, both locally and internationally. Contact Magazine on +260 961 690 486. Elevate your business. Power and what is the